And this is Tuesday night and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rust is our guest host tonight. SurviveToThrive.net. Listen, want to talk about this week. We're talking about, well, the glimpses, five glimpses into actual future history. I mean, detailed actual future history. If you could have the exact details of some of the events so clear that they are seeable, that they can be experienced when they occur, well, that's what everybody's looking for. As a matter of fact, I was looking over many of the prophecies and predictions. And listen, right now, everybody is going to be predicting issues that are going to be coming up in 2010. Whether that's going to be risk management, forecasts, psychic predictions. I mean, the web right now is literally packed with those kind of predictions. There's going to be talk shows. So there's going to be a lot of individuals looking. And you know what we're doing? All of us will be kind of looking over 2009, what we didn't accomplish, what we did accomplish, changes. Of course, in January, the big spiel will be everybody is going to be going on a diet. You watch how many ads come out concerning going on diets and things like that. Well, we're going to talk about tonight some of the, and we all do this. We all, you know, make plans. And I hope you're doing some planning for 2010. It's good to make goals and strong goals, things that you want to accomplish. But let me tell you some things that are going on right now. Everybody's going to be looking at the Mayan predictions for 2012. I'm looking right now at a video on YouTube for 2010. They're now bringing out, now here's what they're saying, many secrets of the past will be unleashed. Innovation for economic growth will be coming at light speed. Monetary systems and governments from around the world will merge into one global synchronicity. Synchronicity will be the theme for this entire year. A prohibition on the growth of foods that cause panic. Listen, the world rebuilds. The existence of extraterrestrial life, even spiritual life, is revealed through government and scientific disclosures and firsthand encounters on a scale never before experienced. I think it's vital because these are going to be the things that are going to be on talk shows, on listen, you're going to find these kind of predictions, but they lend themselves to what's really going on. They lend themselves to giving evidence that we're getting closer and closer to the kinds of globalism the Bible warns about. The world's going to love it at first. Again, I'm going to just mention the Mayan prediction for 2010. Many, many hundreds of thousands are going to take this to heart. A year of great civil cooperation. Many secrets of the past are going to be revealed. Innovation and economic growth move at light speed. Monetary systems and governments from around the world will merge, listen, merge into one global synchronicity. Synchronicity, remember this word now, synchronicity will be the theme for the entire year. A prohibition on the growth of food causes panic. The world's going to rebuild. The existence, listen, of extraterrestrial life and even spiritual life is revealed through the government and scientific disclosures, and firsthand encounters on a scale never before experienced will occur. Now, that comes from a YouTube 2010 predictions dealing with Mayan prophecies. Why am I bringing it up? Because I'm telling you there's going to be massive, massive information about these kind of events. Even 2010, the psychic predictions. Now, please understand, I'm not saying I believe these things, but I do say that in researching what WebBot is saying, what some of these predictions are, some of these predictions may be coming from counterfeit spirituality that ultimately is guiding the sequence of this satanic evolution, this globalism that has the prince of the power of the, well, of the atmosphere around us, the dense atmosphere around the earth. So listen, as we talk about this, as things keep moving, again, we are not just out there without any direction, without any momentum, without any... Listen, there is clearly an agenda that is spiritually bleeding its way through into the political systems, into educational systems, and it's coming deeply through alternative spiritual fields. Now, I think it's very important that we understand that predictions that are going to come up, and listen, we're not even at that time when they're going to do this on New Year's Eve and they're going to give massive predictions and all kind of stuff. I'm just going to look at them because I'm wondering how the spirits are guiding, well, remote viewers and those that are predicting and giving prophecies out there. And I will even be looking at a lot of those, you know, among believers in Christ that are talking about some of the issues also of what's going to happen 2010. Now, I'm making goals and praying, looking for the Spirit of God to guide me in things that need to be accomplished. But I'm going to tell you right now, as far as with me, there is a compelling, a constant compelling to urgently explain that there is a spiritual presence behind the development of globalism. And tonight, as for the first time, I'm looking at a YouTube video that's talking about Mayan 2010 for the next year, just the next year. And it's about the development of globalism. It's about the things that connect the development of globalism. And it is about that word synchronicity. It's a word that has come out among the New Age and among psychics and remote viewers and so forth. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is a synchronicity that behind that synchronicity, there are supernatural beings. There are non-human intelligences that are guiding. Now, their nature is something many people don't want to know, the real nature. They just want it to be good. They want it to be some kind of beyond human intelligence that can guide and help the world. This is what's going to happen. Again and again and again, there's going to be a connection between the government and science and military and spiritual engagement. Everybody keeps talking about extraterrestrial, you know, exposure or revelation or disclosure. Now, when we touch on tomorrow night, the abyss, I'm going to tell you that, yes, there is clearly going to be disclosure, but not like the world wants. Not like the world wants. I believe the spiritual forces that are operating now within military and government and behind the scenes will eventually bring an enablement through the laws of engagement, the laws of spiritual engagement, that will open the abyss. And if you read about it in Revelation 9, the beings come down upon the earth as if they are coming from out of space and landing here. So there could be very clearly disclosure, but not like what many of the ufologists and others are hoping for. See, there's some that, since they have no real hope in their heart, they don't have an eternal hope. They don't have hope that comes from the infinite God, and so they're looking and they're getting alternative, counterfeit, and temporary hope. Well, it's really no hope at all. And instead of having the providence of God and His good working in people's lives, some are selling out for this satanic synchronicity. where the dark, finite spirits are guiding events and guiding individuals into deeper counterfeit spiritual experiences and engagement. And we've been saying this for the last number of years. The ramping up of the spirits speaking and guiding and interacting is unprecedented. It will not go away. It will become broader. It will become more pronounced, more demonstrative. People will be having engagements that are going to be just absolutely... Listen, I'm getting emails all the time. I just responded to a number of emails today, and I'm trying to, you know, now the goal for 2010 is to get to all of the emails I can and every day respond to all the needs. Let me tell you what the needs are, both locally here and from around the world. People worried about non-human intelligences, demonic stuff, dark spirits, bad experiences, weird supernatural experiences entering their lives. And they want to know how to be free. Because once you open those doors, and I want to say right now, once you open those doors, literally there is a kind of a spiritual hook. You've given legal ground. That's true of all New Agers, of all the psychics out there, of all the remote viewers that are tapping into or allowing the presence that is in the, well, Akashic records. All that is Ephesians chapter 2. The prince of the power of the Eros, the Greek word meaning the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth. The idea of a living conscious universe. The idea of a global brain. I'm going to tell you again, it will get more pronounced, and it will seem like scientists, physicists, and researchers are breaking through to new developments, and believe it or not, 2012 Mayan prophecies are telling people now that the spiritual engagement will be more pronounced. Well, I'm going to say I agree, but that it's a bad thing and not a good thing. Deception is always a bad thing. Anybody that comes to deceive you, you know, there's an agenda. There's a reason to pull the wool over your life, over your, well, your destiny. Hey, again, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. Guest host here tonight, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, survivetothrive.net. And we're talking about a series. And again, you can find out about the series, the topics, dozens and dozens of MP3 downloads. The Abyss series is free. And just go to www.shatterthedarkness.net. And you will find out what the theme is for the week 5, Glimpses into the Future, 2010 and beyond. Last night on Monday night, which is archived, we dealt with time travel into the future and actual detailed future history. Now, tonight we're going to deal with two aspects of what the Spirit of God has given as, we call it, prophetic revelation. That has literally been spoken and written down, that they are living words. They are, you cannot alter them. They are infallible. They are indestructible. And God, from an infinite standpoint, has given insight and heads up and warning and preparation through prophetic revelation. Let me say to all those listening, again, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here because this is a supernatural 1 hour. It's been prayed over. We trust God's providence to work in the midst, and that you may have come here by divine appointment. And that tonight God may be seeking you, summoning you to come home to truth, to God, to Christ, to the love of God, to a salvation that, listen, that brings the ultimate spiritual transformation involving dealing with sin, Satan, death, hell, and eternity. It's all been taken care of. And I'm going to tell you again, there's a compelling love behind all of it. Not just forces and energies and questions and speculations, but a definitive, demonstrative love demonstrated at the cross. So the New Agers are going to have to answer the question, you know, why did Jesus die at the cross? Who is Christ really? We're going to be doing that series on the genetics. We've done a little bit already a week ago, but we're doing a massive series that will end up being a book also called The Genetics of the Incarnation. Please do not miss what the incarnation is all about. Don't miss this. You know, if you're a believer in the living Christ and you know him and he's in your life and you're growing, you've got to really know the massive quantity of what God has spoken in biblical revelation. Never be ashamed of biblical revelation. It has more archaeological, historical, and manuscript backing than any kind of ancient manuscripts anywhere. It has the history of absolute, detailed, unfailing fulfillment of its prophecies. It demonstrates infallibility and has the power of God in it. That is the amazing book of God. Now, if you want to go take a look at Mayan prophecies, and it's amazing to me that people are looking at Mayan prophecies. Who are the Mayans? These prophecies they're talking about are some of the prophecies, calculations, and writings and so forth that go back to the days when they were sacrificing humans left and right and engaging demonic gods and Nephilim there at the ancient ziggurat where thousands were sacrificed and blood was shed, all in preparation, my friends, because judgment was coming to that human carnage, and nobody's out there telling you. They're all speaking about looking at the current indigenous people that are peaceful looking and harmless looking. But if you go back and research the days of the Mayans and the temple and the gods and Quetzalcoatl and all the rest, you're going to find human slavery, subjugation. You're going to find massive deception, human transmutation, Nephilim, at the very least, generations, dumbed down generations of Nephilim presence. But that society ended quickly. And I'm going to tell you why. I believe it was the hand of God to stop the human carnage and the total human transmutation and the ramping up of human sacrifice in the last couple of years may have been their attempt to try to invert the judgment and the end of their civilization. And the spirits may have been attempting to somehow leave their etchings so that future generations, listen to me now, that future generations would come near, be drawn spiritually through a spirit, finite dark spirit synchronicity, and be guided down there to reopen the doors to ancient, bloodlusting, dark, finite spirits, small g gods and goddesses. Quetzalcoatl is nobody's friend on the human side. And taking ayahuasca or any other hallucinant drug only to open the doors to the spirits down in the temple, as many are doing, once again, lends itself to what God has already given a heads up and warning about. Pharmakion, that God has spoken in the book of Revelation, how it is very clear that particular drugs used in connection with getting to the other side, DMT, the spirit molecule, the opening of gateways through certain drugs. I mean, I'm reading individuals like Daniel Pinchbeck and others that are purposely taking the drugs so that they can engage the spirits. And these, my friends, are the spirits that led to the human sacrifice, horrific human sacrifice, and led to a final judgment, and where ancient prophecies were deposited, and now those demonically given ancient prophecies are now being spoken, laid out, and I'm telling you right now, it's amazing to me how many hundreds of thousands will embrace the Mayan prophecies for 2010, this year alone. And it all speaks about the coming storm of globalism, the gathering on an economic, environmental, and spiritual level. So what they're saying and what the developments that we see right now in the world that's going on actually demonstrates what God has spoken about 3,000 years ago. Now, we're going to go to Psalm 2 tonight. In a few moments, we're going to go to Psalm 2, and we're going to look at the two glimpses. This is foundational for all other biblical prophecy. It is foundational for everything else that is spoken. If anybody wants to look at ancient prophecy, they need to go back and begin with Psalm 2 that deals with the predictions of globalism and the reasons for globalism. There's one main reason for globalism. And I'm going to tell you about that in the second half of the show tonight, but I'm going to right now just engage a little bit of information, a little bit of news, a little bit of stuff going on. This week again, five glimpses into the future, 2010 and beyond. Tonight, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. to 8, two glimpses into the future. It's already in process. It's already happening. Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we're going to deal with three more glimpses into the future, dealing with one-third of humanity dead, one-third of the human race destroyed, and there is prophecy that explains that. Friday night, we're going to look at 6 p.m., God gives a heads up on all aspects of the future of humanity. Now, again, you can... And again, you may be listening tonight and be gaining your information from finite spirits, ancient spirits. Many people that I deal with, they have no idea. They're believing in mind prophecies, New Age prophecies, psychic predictions, even the information coming down from, you know, again, remote viewers. There is a synchronicity among all of them. Let me tell you something, between remote viewers and psychics and New Agers, Alice Bailey of the past, the Mayans, there is a spiritual synchronicity. It seems that all of what they're getting, all of what they're saying has come from the same source. And that is not good at all. To embrace it is to embrace the prince of the power of the Eros, the spirit who is now supernaturally operative. Listen, he is ramping up his work in these last days. And it's going to be speedy. And I'm seeing, even in the predictions that are coming out right now, and again, not that I believe, and I want the prophecies and predictions that come from, I'm saying, infinite source. And there's only one infinite being, and that is God. Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, listen, immeasurable, the most relational being who loves us and has come for us. And it's through these prophetic revelations that, again, outnumber what we're seeing out there right now. See, God has given great insight for the sake of, the ultimate sake of the redemption. That is, bringing everyone possible back into relationship to God, the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life, the gift of, listen to me now, indestructible immortality. And that only comes from the hands of the infinite God who came in human flesh and gave his life for you at the cross. And I'm telling you, soldiers, listen, political men and women out there, there's no one else that loves you more. It all comes down to that. You could be a very, very sophisticated scientist. Some of you have been sucked into this spirit of the age that is operating, well, in a panic. There's a reason why. There's a reason why the ramping up is so, well, I want to say, frantic right now. Everybody's right when they're saying that the veil is growing thinner. I am saying that there are hundreds of billions of demonic entities, troops from the other side, ready to rush onto this side, looking for the doorways, looking for the opportunity, looking for who they can convince to open gateways, because they have an agenda. And if you understand the agenda of the dark side, if you understand the agenda, there's only one place to do it. I mean, you can see it through all the other kinds of occult streams, New Age streams, remote viewers, revelations, ancient prophecies like the Mayans. You can see it all there, spelling out the fallen cherubs' agenda. Now, it's coming out as something good at first, just like in the beginning. Pleasing. Emotionally, there is literally an engagement of human senses that brings enticement. Supernatural engagement. And we need sheer, absolute spiritual truth, someone who loves us and wants to guard us and wants to show us about the incredible deception coming into the world. Listen, let's take a few moments to listen to Steve Quayle, and we'll be right back. Pretty amazing. And listen, we do. We need great preparation. If you remember the book of Acts when Abagus the prophet gave a prophetic warning. Now again, it came from the Spirit of God and he gave warning concerning, well, it dealt with food issues actually. And so we need to also look at prophetic revelation. And there are those who have dug into that biblical prophetic revelation. What is that? That is the intel, the insight, the predictive prophecy that the Spirit of God has given. See, listen, New Agers, remote viewers, psychics, many of you that listen to the show from all over. I know sometimes you probably, you know, maybe even get mad. But you got to understand the compelling presence behind my life. If you want to know why I share these things. Predicted by the Spirit of God, the most, the pinnacle of spiritual deception, seduction, and sabotage. Well, it's upon us right now. Unprecedented, and it will get thicker, broader, higher, deeper, more pronounced, and more demonstrative. And I'm looking at Mayan prophecies for the next year. You know what they're saying? Again, they're saying that there's going to be deeper, broader, wider spiritual engagements as never before. And again, I think that what they are saying, based on what the spirits want, what they want to do in coming across, and the targets, political systems. The targets, military systems and weapons development scientists. Globalism, wherever the, again, their view, synchronicity, can help, you know, bring the world together. So they're predicting, they're desiring, they're wanting, the spirits are wanting a one world system. They will create the reasons why we need it. They will push for great collapse, great calamity, great catastrophe, great chaos. And God's given a heads up about that. They cause it so that the world will embrace an agenda that Jesus Christ himself said 2,000 years ago would be unlike any other time in all of human history, past or ever again. And he said that those days would be the most treacherous, most volatile and violent ever in history. I cannot understand intelligent people, scientists, military leaders, educated people all over, grasping for prophecies and predictions and insights that come from alternative, fallen, finite sources that ultimately will demonstrate they are in opposition to God. Well, and ultimately that's what they want. They want a globalism that is charged, listen to me now, charged with a anti-God, antinomian. Listen, the rise of Antichrist will bring the broadest critical mass of anti-God feeling and thought and communication and argument in all of history. 2,600 years ago, it's prophesied out of Daniel that the Antichrist himself will be slamming the God of heaven, slamming the heavens, blaming all of mankind's problems on God and on the heavens, seeking to totally rip humanity away from God, angering humanity against God. It's what, listen, it's the Job Project. The very thing. Satan comes in, slams him, hurts him, beats him, brings destruction, brings chaos, brings death, brings disease. And behind the scenes tries to get Job to blame God for all of it. Job never does. Job holds out. Job realizes that the little taste of God that he had was so superior to the chaotic, destructive, depressing, events that occurred in his life, that though he wished he was dead or was never born, one thing he wouldn't do, blame God, blaspheme God. And that is the methodology. That will be the method that we see in the critical mass, the feeling. I'm telling you right now, you've got to get a hold of this. You've got to get a hold of this now, because this 3,000-year-old prophecy I'm talking about carries with it the feelings, the critical mass, the passion, the words, the plots, the intents of ultimate globalism. Now, here's where we're going to take a look at two of the things. Again, two glimpses into the foundation of prophetic revelation that comes, listen, from the eternal, uncreated, infinite Spirit of God. Psalm chapter 2 is now about 3,000 years old. It speaks about globalism, the rise of globalism, and ultimately Armageddon. Actually, and again, put this in the back of your research, you know, minds and hearts. If you can take a look at Psalm 2 and Revelation 19:19, you'll be able to link those two things together. Revelation 19:19 is the ultimate fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2's prophetic insights. So if you want to know about the future, if you want to know about what's going to happen, yes, you can look at Revelation 19:19 and see what is considered the last day of human history on this side of the coming millennium, on this side of the coming reign and rule of the living Christ as the Prince of Peace. And I'm going to tell you right now that politicians and military leaders and New Agers, remote viewers, psychics, 2012ers are all being sucked into the pinnacle of spiritual alternative agenda that is the most deceptive, the most seductive, but also, listen now, and God shows it to be the most destructive in all of human history. 3,000 years ago, I think all the Mayan researchers should look into this. I think that remote viewers should look into this. I think that those are believers, and let me say to the believers out there that, again, there is no hesitation to say that at one time in my life there was nothing. Then I searched. I got into the spirits, to the New Age, to occultism, to Satanism, to Buddhism, to all kinds of experiences. And the experiences were real. They were just wrong. None of them led me to God. It wasn't until a man broke in, filled with the Spirit of God, spoke to me about the love of God demonstrated in Christ, that I was impacted by a power and a presence that I have never felt, sensed, or known. See, I wasn't raised in church. It was the Creator in the work of redemption that was engaging me and summoning me, though I ran at first, because of the sin code, the death code, that which is in all of us. See, Jesus came to deal with that. And I'm going to tell you right now, who's ever listening, by the providence of God, that means the good arrangement of God. Synchronicity means the arrangement of finite, fallen spirits that are engaged in the height and depth and width and length of deception. Synchronicity is supernatural operating presence that deals with the evolution of the Luciferic plan. When we talk about providence, we're talking about God's providence. It's all about God revealing, showing, engaging, speaking to summon you. You know what? He knows your name. He knows where you're at. He knows all about you. And why is it wrong to realize that God loves you? God wants you home. God wants to give you the gift of eternal life. You know what that means? Indestructible immortality. You can call it the miracle of God. It's the physics of God. God has operating presence and power, but the source is infinite, immeasurable, omnipotent. That's what you want. That's what you want. Sheer truth, infinite presence and power, nothing higher. You don't want the alternative. You don't want the agenda of the fallen cherub. You don't want the gathering storm. 3,000 years ago, God gave prophetic revelation that became Grotha, the writings. Infallible, you cannot alter them. They're indestructible, irrevocable. All the contingencies are there. God speaks in Psalm chapter 2 about actual future history. Now, if you look at Psalm chapter 2, why do the nations conspire? Why do the nations, or they say the heathen, the idea of the nations around outside of God, why do the nations that have chosen to be godless, why are they raging? Why are they conspiring or imagining or putting together a vain thing? It's about conspiracy. There is a spiritual passion behind the ultimate conspiracy. And that conspiracy involves a plot. And God, 3,000 years ago, says that the plot ultimately, the entire, listen, if Albert Pike was alive, or those who read him, they should hear this. The plot of ultimate globalism, God says instantly in verse 1 of Psalm 2, is in vain. It's in vain. Do you know what the conspiracy is? Do you know what the ultimate plot is? Psalm 2 is one of the broadest pictures of ultimate globalism. It's all about the one world order or the new world order. It's all about what the UN is talking about, what prime ministers and presidents and kings and others around the world are talking about. It's what the World Bank is dealing with. It's where everything is going. It's all going down that drain. And there is a spiritual force, power behind the development of globalism. You're going to find that everywhere. The spirits behind globalism, under the hierarchy of this fallen cherub, they will communicate to those who will listen. They will bring experiences and communication and revelations and events and everything possible counterfeit to the real, to what is really real, the real God of heaven and all of what God is and all of what God is about. What would you rather have? The counterfeit that cannot, and by its own demonstration, never has fulfilled its promise. See, the promise of ultimate globalism and the spirituality behind it is the evolution of humanity to a new spiritual consciousness, homo lumos, New Agers are saying it, a deification of humanity, and some kind of promise of living forever. Well, that's involved in the spiritual side, and now they're telling us from that side that the broadest spiritual encounters and experiences are going to happen in 2010. And I'm telling you, and I've been saying this, you can go back to any of the shows or podcasts and broadcasts that we've developed over the last 2 years. that the Spirit of God has been saying and has given us the record and a heads up that this is the kind of thing that will occur coming out as deception that will lead to the broadest destruction and the loss of life and destinies. So if you take a look at Psalm chapter 2, in the very beginning, God is questioning. Listen to the kings of the earth, the military leaders and others, the masses of people, a critical mass. There will be a critical mass, a spirit of the age. It's all going to clump together. It's all going to clump together. And now what New Agers and remote viewers have been saying, now the researchers of the Mayan prophecies are trying to say it's all about synchronicity. Every time you hear the word synchronicity, my friend, you're hearing about a supernatural arrangement coming from the dark side, the finite spirits, in the broadest, deepest, widest, thickest deception. Oh, it's real, and it can be experienced. It's just lethal, deadly, and wrong. When the Spirit of God has given us living words and we're reading them 3,000 years later, God warns presidents and kings and military leaders here. God warns the nations of the entire world. 200 nations gathered at Copenhagen. Can't you see the push? Can't you see the drive? And for some who are committed to globalism, committed to the Luciferic invocation, committed to what they've been sold as a way to save the earth, well, the undergrounders know the difference. Listen to the Luciferians out there. The real undergrounders, mainly, listen, many of you in Europe, deep elitists, that would even listen to this with cynicism and deep criticism. And there might even be some that would seek to conjure spirits, as you've written me. By the way, you can write to me at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Listen, I'm looking and I'm seeing individuals that have written me and we're setting up meetings, even locally here, because of this broadcast. All about helping. All about, there's questions here that people have given, I've looked over today, that I'm going to have to respond to about spirits and generational spirits and the Nazis and individuals that want to know about being born with natural spiritual empath. And I'm going to warn concerning the generational and familiar spirits where doors have been opened in family lines. They're all, listen, there is a synchronicity on the dark side. They will all speak about one agenda. They will operate in massive counterfeit to real spirituality and that which can connect us immediately and personally into a relationship with God, a relationship where we know God, walk with God, experience not only the outward word of God, but the inward work. Listen, I don't want spirits living in me. I want the Spirit of God. I want the Spirit of the Creator, God, that now has is now given to us when we come to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to embrace God? Do you know how to receive the living Christ as Lord and Savior? For those that are listening right now, some of you can go to John's Gospel. Read the words of God. Jesus called these words Spirit and Life. And I encourage you to look at John's Gospel chapter 7 because there's a great invitation. Tonight, though, the two glimpses that we wanted to refer to in Psalm chapter 2, here they are. Globalism and globalism's ultimate goal. Globalism, which means uniting presidents, prime ministers, kings, leaders. It means uniting political systems and military systems, and that's inseparable. You cannot have political systems anywhere without the enforcement. It deals with the nations that will join. It deals with the critical mass of peoples, billions, that will feel, because the dense atmosphere, it's like in, people say it all the time, they can feel it in the air. Feel the chaos coming, feel the ominous bad things coming, yes. That's right. Because the presence that's going to help bring about the physical catastrophic catastrophe and chaos, well, it's here. I explain that deeply in a 660-some page book called The Black Awakening and What's Coming. Kings, nations, and the masses of people. And I'm telling you that Psalm chapter 2 speaks of ultimate, a one world system governed under one governmental system, enforced by one supernaturally empowered high-tech military system. We're talking about the most supernaturally engaged political system and the most supernaturally advanced military system in human history. Psalm 2 is speaking about that. It's speaking about that development. Secondly, the second revelation that really comes strong out of chapter 2 in Psalms from 3,000, talk about ancient prophecy, my friends, 3,000 years ago. The second issue here, the second glimpse, is that all of globalism will ultimately be so infused with the presence of the dark side, so infused with anti-God sentiment, anti-God mentality, anti-God conspiracy, anti-God speeches, anti-God discussion, anti-God blogs, anti-God books, as never before in human history. Because look at verse 2. The kings, referring to the political and military leaders. You can look at Psalm chapter 2, verse 2, and then look and read through the book of Revelation. Every time you see the kings of the earth, you're looking at the same thing. Political and military leaders. The kings of the earth, notice this. The ultimate agenda, Copenhagen, UN, listen, Howard Brown, Barack Obama, you know, King Juan Carlos, listen. The ultimate goal of globalism is to guide the world in a stand against God, in a war against God, in the third and final attempt to annihilate God as Christ returns, Revelation 19. In the descent of the Son of God, the descent as God now visibly breaks through to return, the Prince of Peace. Why is he going to return? Not just because he said so, but it's to end all evil, all war, rapes, all the division, all evil will be ended by the infinite God as Christ returns. Now, there is a frantic battle going on. Get the nations together. Get the kings together. Get the militaries together. Develop those weapons. Develop planetary defense weapons systems. Because why? The kings, the nations, and the peoples that yield to the demonic synchronicity that's going on right now, They will gather together. Two things. They're going to take their stand. They're going to dig their heels in. And they're going to gather together. See the word? Circle that word. You're now circling the words the Spirit of God gave. You can connect Psalm chapter 2, verse 2, gathering together. Take a look at it now. Read, mark down right there, Revelation 16. The most powerful spiritual demonic ritual on a global scale, a planetary spiritual wave, will guide globalism to gather together at Armageddon. Armageddon is the pinnacle of satanic empowerment, presence. It is the highest aspect and manifestation in all of fallen human history. Dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Thank you tonight for listening. SurviveToThrive.net. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6 p.m.